just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show this Hump Day Wednesday, September 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, just 2 weeks from this upcoming Saturday, this Saturday will be September 27th, not the 4th of October, but the 11th of October, LibertyMountainUSA.com. This is going to be a big welcome, come see us, our event venue of Northern Michigan. This stage, this facility, the number of acres that they have, absolutely unbelievable venue for large, large events. If we want to do a concert, if we want to do a big political event, we want to get President Trump to come to Northern Michigan, Clare County. This is going to be the venue. Secret Service will be able to absolutely secure this site. There's mountains where we can have snipers all over the place protecting this site. I expect to see President Trump here at LibertyMountainUSA.com, this venue, sometime next year. We're going to be planning a big political event. Trump, J.D. Vance, whoever it is that we can get to come to this venue to greet our candidates for next year's election, it's going to be huge. So come see the venue. Again, not this Saturday, not next Saturday after October 4th, but the second Saturday from this Saturday, October the 11th, we're going to be there. It's going to be a big event. We need you guys to come and check this place out. Really easy to get to. Absolutely love this venue. It is going to be awesome. So if you go to the website, LibertyMountainUSA.com, you'll see the venue. You'll see the stage. You'll see the sound system. All the photographs are there. Unbelievable venue. This is going to be fantastic. If you'd like me to text you, just text me LM, Liberty Mountain. Text me LM, and I'll send you the link directly to their website, LibertyMountainUSA.com. I just spoke with Rob Cordes, the owner of the Trump Unity Bridge. It is going to be fantastic. So one of the things that we're going to be talking about today in the second hour, after we get done with Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital, he's coming up in the next segment. Christine, I got your question all teed up for him, ready to go. This is going to be probably One of the big announcements that will be affecting next year's election is coming at 10:13 to 10:30 in our second hour. Anthony Forlini, the current Macomb County clerk / registered of deeds, announced this morning he is running to be our next Secretary of State to replace Jocelyn Benson. So very, very much interested in having him on the show from 10:15 to 10:30. But if you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, ask me, text me right now, and we will absolutely ask your questions to Dr. Jeff. 231-360-5140. Text me LM for Liberty Mountain or your questions to Dr. Jeff. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Moment, the moment granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of this first hour on Hump Day Wednesdays, 9:15 to 9:30, is Dr. Jeff at the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, out of the gate, I want to confirm the email address. I've got somebody that wants to send you a white paper from a young student that wrote this for college. okay. regarding the importance of young people being exposed and informed, engaged about farming. I got info at SueAnimalHospital.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and Sue is spelled S-A-U-L-T.
Yes, spelled out, SueAnimalHospital.com. Okay, very good. I'll take the screenshot and send that down to Christine Gray down in Northville. She texted me this morning, and this is something that I thought it absolutely ties right into what we've been talking about. She said that she had, let's see. Oh, there it is. Excuse me. I met a young man at St. Joseph's Shrine, my parish in Detroit. He's actually very interested in meeting Dr. Jeff. He wrote a college paper on the importance of kids learning about farming because many of them do not even know where their food comes from. Can you please send me Dr. Jeff's contact info so I can pass it on to him? Thank you very much.
Yep.
And, sure, and this is what we're actually going to be talking about today. You've been involved not only with the local county fairs, but you also been involved in 4-H. You said some folks had approached you. You had a conversation. Tell us what you're involved in. What are you doing?
Well, always been in 4-H. We always have 4-H students come into the clinic here, and obviously we're, like I said, we're a big supporter of the local county fair. But actually, tonight is the first meeting of the Chippewa County Rangers, which is the 4-H shooting sports. The shooting sports club or their program.
Okay.
So, yep. So we're going to get that kicked off tonight at the Upper Range House, providing somebody can find a key to it because we're looking for it right now. But we'll be there.
Okay.
Don't worry, we'll
be
there.
Now that's at the Chippewa County Shooting Association's gun range, correct?
Yep. Yep. They're on Ridge Road. Yep.
Ridge Road.
7 Mile. Yep.
7 Mile.
It is,
very good.
6:30 tonight. So, but yeah, it's going to be, it encompasses air rifle, 22 rifle, air pistol, muzzle loader, and shotgun.
Okay. Yep. So this is all firearms. You're not including archery at this point?
Nope. Ken Greenfield does the, they have Broken Arrow Archery, and they do the 4-H archery, or the archery part of the shooting sports, and then we're doing the firearm, quote, gun side, you know.
Very good. Yes, and with your Army experience and training, and others that'll be there, I'm sure, assisting you as gun range safety officers, what is your hope as far as the age of the kids that you would like to show up tonight at the Chippewa County Shootings Range Association range?
I think our minimum age is 8 that they can do. And there's also a BB gun classification too. That's usually where you'll start 8-year-olds and stuff like at the, you know, at the BB gun.
Sure.
Which, you know, I mean, doesn't sound that great, but you still learning at all your form and shooting and all the discipline that you learn shooting a BB gun is completely transferable to shooting a, you know, a 50 BMG Barrett at, you know, 3,000 yards. Okay.
Sure.
It's the same stuff. So we're going to start you out small, start you out easy, slow, learn, have fun. I mean, because the last thing you want to do is throw a kid on a big, you know, 30-06 and scare them.
No. Well, the other thing, the other components that I found in training my grandchildren is the BB gun, obviously, you know, low impact, no kick. But like you said, you're training them the proper form of holding the rifle. You're showing them the iron sights. You're showing them exactly how to sight in and also look behind the target. I mean, those are all skills that are absolutely, I don't care if it's the next step up is a, you know, an air rifle or a 22. Those are the exact same techniques and training that you need that you can start off with a BB gun.
Yep, exactly. Plus, then you add in learning how to focus.
Yes.
Something that a lot of us need to learn nowadays, especially the kids with all these screens and everything.
Right.
Get those dopamine hits, get some off the screens, and, okay, control your breathing, focus, and you learn how to control yourself, I guess I should say.
Sure.
And that obviously can be extrapolated anywhere. If you happen to work in the service industry and you're dealing with the public, you have to control yourself a lot of times.
Absolutely.
Public is not very nice.
One of the things that 4-H is doing too is they're always involved, like you say, at the county fairs.
Yes.
And so between farming and firearms and being able to get these kids trained up, basically. You're expanding and making sure that they're fully aware of our traditions, basically. Yes. Of what the country was founded on.
Yes. And it is also to help. Well, it does another thing too. Also, we're obviously teaching firearm safety. And most firearm accidents, I would say almost 99.99% of firearm accidents are happening because people are not handling your weapon safely. And I don't care if it's a BB gun. I don't care what kind of gun it is. And that's one thing that was drilled into me in the military, muzzle awareness, watch what you're pointing at. And you start them out small, get that habit now, with the Red Ryder, because that way, if they got the habit now and they have the safe, the safe handling and the awareness built into you now, if they wind up going hunting or whatever, or whatnot, it's there. And it's not just hunting too. These are all Olympic sports, and there are National Shooting Sports Foundation there's contests continuously across the United States, bullseye pistol and stuff. So if you're doing this, you don't have to hunt. Okay. This is not just for people that want to go out and hunt and deer hunt or things like that. If you just enjoy shooting, it's like golf. I mean, kind of.
Sure.
The same thing,
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a sport in itself. So
now, do you know that maybe perhaps ultimately the goal by starting it off with the 4-H kids, do you think it may then trickle down into the public schools, perhaps even as far as college goes? Because I know there's a lot of tournaments in these shooting clubs all across the country. Could this be a precursor for what you want to do up there in Chippewa County?
Yes. Actually, Sioux High School, area high school, does have a rifle team. One of the few remaining. And the legend is, I don't know if anybody's, I've never had anybody corroborate this, but there is a firing range like in the basement of the high school. I've never seen it. I've just heard people talk about it. I guess they don't use it much anymore because they'd have to spend a ton of money, updating it. But yeah, at least still up here, we still have a rifle team. And they still go out and compete.
Oh, cool. So, very cool. Yeah. Excellent. Yep. Next, I want to talk to you. I got a text message. This comes from Hank. He's listening to us downstate. And Hank's a longtime listener. He very rarely ever texts me, but he says, wanted to know about accommodations. He wants to give you a call and talk to you guys first to schedule a surgery. Went and had his dog examined at his vet, and of course, labs are famous for this as well as other breeds. But these fatty tumors, he's been diagnosed with one kind of up near his at the top of the right leg, at the right leg up there in the right shoulder.
Sure.
And he says the fatty tumor is getting bigger, expanding, and now he's noticing Duke is the dog's name. He's noticing Duke's kind of favoring that right leg, and his vets told him that he thinks the fatty tumor could be affecting the actual shoulder joint. Number one, he says, does that sound right to Dr. Jeff without seeing the dog or anything? But have you experienced that kind of thing with these type of fatty tumors up in the right shoulder area?
It can be, especially if it is what they call an infiltrative lipoma, or they call them fatty tumors, are called lipomas, where instead of having being a nice encapsulated like sack of fat, it kind of has little fingers, and sometimes if it migrates under the shoulder blade, that's where all the nerves are. And a couple things can happen. One, you can just have just the physical, the fact that there's a mass there pushing the shoulder out will make them walk funny, and then sometimes those little fatty tendrils can interfere with the nerves, and that can cause problems too. So, like I said, I'd really have to get my hands on that one, but yeah, it certainly could be.
Excellent, excellent. Well, his vet has given him a quote that honestly Hank thought was a little high, and really he can't even afford it. And he said, "I've heard you talk to Jeff about, you know, his surgeries and how he's, you know, kind of fair with the folks, and not that you gouge anybody, but you do, you do it at a fair price." And I always recommend people get a second opinion at least.
Sure. Yeah. Like I said, I'm a capitalist, you know, but at some point it's like, all right, come on. You know, you can't, you know, you can't be screwing people. Charge a fair price and provide good service. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And also that email that I gave to Christine Gray for that paper, the info at SAULTAnimalHospital.com. They can actually ask their vet to email you their animal's records, and that way you can kind of review everything they've done. Sometimes, Jeff, do they even include the x-rays? Are you able to transfer and email x-rays for you to look over?
Yep. I think just about everybody is on digital now. So, yeah, we get x-rays emailed to us. We email x-rays all the time. If there's any x-rays. And then also just a picture, especially with this one too, if you can just take almost kind of like a mug shot, a side view, a front view, or maybe a top view looking down.
Yes.
You know, not a close-up, but kind of back, just so I can kind of see where is this thing at and how big it is. And then I can talk with a lot more accuracy as far as, you know, what can we do, what can be done, and how much it'll cost.
Right. Now, one thing that I would recommend on those type of pictures, just go ahead and, like Jeff said, you know, back up a little bit. But if you can absolutely reach in there, sounds like this thing, Jeff's large enough, you can actually grab it with your hand and kind of feel the tumor. And then take the picture with the guy's hand on there. That'll give you some kind of depth perception to see how big it is compared to a hand.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I've done that myself. So excellent. Good, good, good. So, yeah, do that. Get your vet to email the records. And then, like Jeff said, take the photographs. You can then, right from your phone, if you have any problems doing this, call me after the show. And I'll walk you through taking the pictures and then how you can email pictures right from your phone directly to Jeff's office. And I'll walk you through on how to do that right from your cell phone. So let's give out the phone number, 906-635-5910. Again, 906 up in Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan, 906-635-5910. And again, the email address is info@SiouxAnimalHospital.com, and Sioux is completely spelled out. Please store that information in your phone. And Jeff, give us a recap again of the meeting tonight for the 4-H Rangers.
Okay. Tonight, 6:30, Upper Clubhouse, Chippewa County Shooting Association is going to be the kickoff meeting for the 4-H shooting sports.
Very good. And again, Ridge Road, just north of 7 Mile. Very good. Greatly appreciate that. Got another text, man. Real quick.
Sure.
You're having open house October 16th from 5 to 7.
Yep. And we're having, it's called Business After 5. It's through the chamber up here, but we're going to open up the clinic, let everybody come in, walk through the clinic, and see everything. Kind of like you did when you visited.
Oh, yeah. Take the tour, especially the big, large area in the back.
Yep.
All right, Jeff Grand, we greatly appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, talk to you next Wednesday.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering.